Exodus chapter 37. And Bezalel made the ark from acacia wood. Its length was 2.5 cubits, and its width was 1.5 cubits, and its height was 1.5 cubits. And he overlaid it with pure gold on the inside and on the outside, and he made an edge around it from gold. And he cast 4 golden rings for it at its 4 corners, with 2 rings for one of its sides and 2 rings for its second side. And he made poles of acacia wood, and he overlaid them with gold. And he brought the poles through the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark. And he made the atonement cover from pure gold. Its length was 2.5 cubits, and its width was 1.5 cubits. And he made 2 cherubim of gold. He made them as beaten work at the 2 ends of the atonement cover. He made 1 cherub on 1 end and 1 cherub on the other end. He made the cherubim coming from the atonement cover at its 2 ends. And the cherubim were with wings spread upwards, covering the atonement cover with their wings, and they faced each other. The faces of the cherubim were directed towards the atonement cover. And he made the table of acacia wood. Its length was 2 cubits, and its width was 1 cubit, and its height was 1.5 cubits. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and he made a golden edge around it. And he made a rim a handbreadth high around it, and he made a golden edge to the rim around it. And he cast 4 golden rings for it. And he put the rings on the 4 corners which were at its 4 legs. The rings were joined to the rim as receptacles for the poles by which to carry the table. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and he overlaid them with gold by which to carry the table. And he made the equipment which goes on the table, its dishes and its spoons and its vials and the bowls by which libations are poured. They were of pure gold. And he made the lampstand from pure gold. As beaten work he made the lampstand, its main stem and its branches. Its cups, its knobs, and its flowers diverged from it. And 6 branches came out of its sides, 3 branches of the lampstand from one side of it, and 3 branches of the lampstand from the other side of it. There were 3 almond-shaped cups on 1 branch, with a knob and a flower, and 3 almond-shaped cups on another branch, with a knob and a flower. That is how it was for the 6 branches coming out of the lampstand. And in the main stem of the lampstand there were 4 almond-shaped cups, with its knobs and its flowers. And he made a knob under the 2 branches where they diverge from it, and a knob under the 2 branches where they diverge from it, and a knob under the 2 branches where they diverge from it, this being for the 6 branches which come out of it. Their knobs and branches were integral to it. All of it was 1 piece of beaten work of pure gold. And he made its 7 lamps, and its snuffing tongs, and its snuff dishes of pure gold. From 1 talent of pure gold he made it, with all its accessories. And he made the incense altar from acacia wood. Its length was 1 cubit, and its width was 1 cubit. It was square, and its height was 2 cubits. Its horns were integral to it. And he overlaid it with pure gold, its top and its walls around it and its horns. And he made a golden edge for it all around. And he made 2 golden rings for it below its edge, on its 2 flanks, on its 2 sides, as receptacles for the poles by which to carry it. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and he overlaid them with gold. And he made the holy anointing oil and the pure aromatic incense, the product of a pharmacist.